This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For the consideration of the day, can you do yourself a favor? Think about this day as being the most important day in the history of forever for you. You ready to do that, Jennifer?
Well, now that's a lot of pressure.
Well, that's a little pressure here. It's not like
don't blow it. It's the best day ever. Don't blow this.
Right. Think about how well you'd feel, how great you'd feel if you were climbing Kathmandu or something like that. Let's go to the top. Let's get to the top. In a moment, a page from the movie Octopussy, but first, a view into Mitch McConnell's campaign. Apparently,
yeah, this is, not into his campaign. This is a view into the far left in this country, actually. Really? So over the last several days, Mitch McConnell has been home. All of Congress is out on recess. The Senate and the Congress people are all out. So Mitch McConnell's home. He hurt his shoulder, so he's been, I think, pretty much indoors. After the shootings in El Paso and Dayton, a group of protesters went to his home in Kentucky. And they included the Black Lives Matter leader from Louisville and other far-left protesters were demonstrating in front of his house. And they were saying all sorts of horrible things like, I want to F and kill, and he should be stabbed through the heart, and somebody should wring his broken, raggedy, wrinkled neck, and all kinds of things in front of his house. So his, I think he, somebody at some point took a video, either someone that works with him from his staff or he took a video of these protesters saying awful things, chanting Massacre Mitch in front of his home and posted it up on Twitter. Well, Twitter marked it as violent threats. It violated its violent threats policy and actually suspended the account of Mitch McConnell, even though it wasn't any threat that he was doing, wasn't any of the profanity that he was actually perpetrating. These were people that were sitting outside of his house yelling and chanting all of these threats. So Twitter took down his account based on what these people were doing in front of his home. So I think this just goes to show you that we need to tone it down on both sides of the aisle. I think they're going to reinstate it if they haven't already, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So it's interesting because...
But if it's not good... I'm sorry?
If you don't see the whole headline... McConnell's campaign suspended. Like this, he hurt himself so badly. The implication is, if people heard that he hurt himself falling down, that he got hurt so badly that he wasn't going to run for re-election.
No, he's running for re-election.
No, I understand
he's not up
that,
for. Yeah, he's not up for election. I don't even think in 2020, and he's. No. And this was his Twitter account. It just this violent speech has to be tamped down for everybody that says
freedom of speech, Jennifer.
Well, I
can
understand.
Say what I want. Yes.
And you know what? You can, but when you make threats against someone, you're actually violating a law. And for people that say that President Trump's rhetoric is too hot, well, how about stab the MF-er? Is that pretty hot? That's pretty hot to me. And that's what's being done right now in front of Mitch McConnell's home. He had about 30 demonstrators out there that were chanting for his death and for someone to stab him and wring his neck. So there
I
you
think
have
the
it.
Other political story that's interesting is Bernie Sanders pledging to reveal UFO evidence if he's elected president. He said, quote, if you got into the office and found out something about aliens, this was the questioner in the interview, would you let us know? And he said, oh, I'll tell you, my wife and I demand that you know. I'll let you know. I'm going to
be
pressed.
You know what's funny?
Right.
This is kind of like when people, like, you know, Obama, Trump, they all went into the White House and said they were going to try to get, you know, withdraw troops immediately, right, from Afghanistan and Iraq. And there has been, obviously, some withdrawal, but it takes a lot longer once you become the president, once you're privy to information. Same thing happened with Trump. Trump said, yeah, I'll tell everybody what happens with the UFOs, and we haven't heard a peep about it. So I think it's easy until you get maybe the intel that the government's trying to hide from all of us. Who knows?
So let me just back up a little bit here while we're talking about Trump. There supposedly is a meeting with the people who run the internet companies because of...
Yeah, that's good. That'll happen on Friday.
What is that aimed at doing?
So one of the big issues, and it's something that I've spoken about a lot, is that we see a lot of these mass shooters put up their manifestos or make comments or make threats on social media platforms, on the internet, even on, like, some of these, you know, underbelly sites like 8chan. Some of them use more mainstream stuff like Twitter or Facebook. And so they're bringing a bunch of people together kind of on short notice. The administration's going to be leading this, they call it a summit, where they're going to bring people in who are making violent extremist threats online to try to figure out how they can recognize that more quickly and investigate more quickly.
Yeah.
Because right now, you know, all of a sudden the shootings, you know, we see a mass shooting and then we go back and look and say, hey, this guy's been posting these things for a long time and nobody said anything about it. And so this is going to be about recognizing those signs, not tamping down people's free speech. The platforms will still exist, but how do people report it and recognize it and make sure that people are investigating it before the actual event happens.
Oh, sweet. A couple of California items while I have your attention. Remember last week we were talking about your illustrious governor signing a law which would make it illegal for anybody to appear on the California ballot who hasn't released his tax returns. Apparently there is a hiccup in that.
Well, the hiccup is that it's totally unconstitutional, and part two of it is that it's voter suppression, and Gavin Newsom had to know that when he signed the bill into law, but there are now seven groups who are suing California, and specifically Alex Padilla, who's the Secretary of State, and Gavin Newsom, who's the governor, for this legislation that was passed through on party lines through the Democrat-led Assembly and Senate in California, which would require that by November, any candidate who wants to appear on the primary ballot has to return in 5 years' worth of tax returns. So they're trying to, obviously, symbolically take on President Trump. Now, if no one had fought back, Trump would have been off the ballot in the primary, which would have done a couple of things. One, it would have, most importantly, de-incentivized people who want to vote for Trump to actually turn out, which affects your down-ticket races, which is why they're calling it voter suppression. It also, in the primaries, it's the number of delegates that are determined more than anything else that are sent to the state convention, and by not having a representative number of Republicans who turn out or independents voting for Trump in the primary, it would really kind of throw the whole state off. So the couple of groups, one of them I actually spoke to yesterday, is being led by Harmeet Dhillon, who's a lawyer in California, and Mark Moisier, who ran for Secretary of State last time around. They've got some assembly people that are part of this lawsuit to take on the government. Judicial Watch has also followed suit, and even the Trump campaign has filed suit against this, in addition to four other lawsuits. So there's no way this is moving forward. It just really can't, but...
No. That's interesting. Yeah. All right. Because you and I, you're a full-time Californian and Angelie, and I'm a part-time Californian and Angelie, and I find it interesting, maybe the rest of the country doesn't, about I-5 being the deadliest highway in the country. Is it from top to bottom? Because the 405 sort of cuts off the 5 in certain areas as you go through L.A. County, but the 5 itself... Here again, this is a 5... Six-lane highway in both directions, right? Six? Is it six lanes? Yeah. And if you ever have the occasion to drive it and you're not on the right-hand side, you perhaps want to get there.
Yeah, right.
Stay there. Oh, my
good
God.
Good advice from Uncle Dougie, that's for sure. Yeah. And the 5 runs all the way through California and even, I think, up into Oregon and Washington, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's a south to north. It's like 95 on the East Coast. Same thing. It parallels the 101 in many places, too.
The deadliest highway in the country. So very, very exciting news for Southern California. It's followed by the 101 and then the 99, according to research from A Secure Life.
Lovely.
It analyzed traffic deaths from 2015 to 2017, and I-5 topped the list with 192 fatalities. They also found that teenagers were more at risk than anyone. Yeah. They found dramatic increases.
They don't know how to drive in those circumstances. They don't know how to drive in all that traffic. They don't.
And the most deadly crashes, no surprise, happen on the weekends or at night.
Yep. That story about an octopus coming up. Don't forget to check out our podcasts that appear all the time at DGVshow.com. We have a story at the moment about macamole being sold in restaurants. You can figure out what it is by listening to the podcast. Just go to DJVshow.com, click on the listen button. You can hear what's going on live on the air or check out the podcast as you desire. That's DJVshow.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super Polygrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
Polygrip. Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polydent so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people who take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Jennifer, the story of the octopus that got away, is that what we have here? Or what are we?
No, this is stories of stupid people gone awry. Right, there is a Washington woman who decided she wanted to put an octopus on her face for a photo. Now, this didn't just go viral. Right, but it also led to a very serious infection because the octopus bit her face because it didn't want to be there. It bit her on the chin. Jamie Biscaglia is her name, and she was participating in a salmon fishing derby in Tacoma Narrows on Saturday. She realized she wasn't going to win the event, so she decided she'd become famous on the internet. She spied an octopus one of her friends caught. She grabbed it, she put it on her face, and she put it online. But then the octopus attacked. It bit down on her chin. They couldn't dislodge it, and finally she freed herself. But she's really sick. Yeah. Duh.
Darwin Award, 21 after the hour.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Be free. Nothing better than Aretha doing this kind of stuff. Both my feet are moving. Jennifer, yours?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Feet. Jennifer Be Horn, sold. Tara Schillen, Doug Steffen on the DJB program with our focus this hour, musically in part, on Aretha and her will, or lack thereof. Michigan judge allowing a handwriting expert to examine wills discovered in couch cushions.
Oh, that's right. Didn't she have four wills?
Yes, yeah. Apparently, yeah. During a hearing, the judge also placed administration of Franklin's estate under court supervision. That means the court will have a role in major decisions about her estate, including the sale of her property. It was a handwritten document from 2014 showing Franklin apparently wanted her son, Kikov, to serve as a representative of her estate, which might be worth millions of bucks. Eric Specklin was hired by the son to verify his mother's handwriting. Specklin told the judge that it'll take about 3 hours to analyze the documents. Lawyers for her estate have said there's no basis to believe that Mr. Franklin has the skills to administer the estate. So who does? Of course they do, for 20%. We are certainly much more qualified. After her death, her heirs agreed to put the estate in the hands of Aretha's niece, Sabrina Owens, who is a university administrator. So let's fight over Aretha's money. It sounds like the sport of the day there.
Well, people do. Yep.
Yep, sure is. Let's have a big fight, and then nobody will talk to each other after it's
That's
all
right.
over.
That's right, break up a family.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we still enjoy the music of Aretha. If they were smart, they'd all agree, and then they'd figure out how to do what the Presleys have done.
Yeah, Legacy Project.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. and agree that they can continue to make money instead of worrying about what's there now. I mean, if there's anybody who's got a catalog of music that is comparable to Elvis and to Michael Jackson, it certainly is Aretha Franklin. So wake up, you. They're just numb, those people, numb. Next up, musically, Taylor Swift officially set to perform at the MTV Video Music Awards later this month. Mark her first major TV performance following the release of her seventh album, Lover, which drops just before she appears on the MTV Music Video Awards. Show broadcast live from Newark's Prudential Center. Why would they have a show like this in Newark? Huh?
I don't know.
Well, on MTV, it'll be on all of those channels.
Don't be a hater.
8 o'clock. Well, I'm not. It's Newark. It's a better place to go than that.
Garden spot. Place. Garden State.
Well, the Garden State's beautiful, but maybe
it really is, by the way. It is.
Trenton or someplace. Swift is tied with Ariana Grande this year for the most nominations, 10 in total, including Video of the Year, Song of the Year, that sort of thing. She received 10 nominations in 2015 as well for Blank Space and Bad Blood. Since 2008, Swift has garnered 7 VMA awards overall for Best Female Video, Best Collaboration, Video of the Year, and that sort of thing. The last time that Swift performed at the VMAs was 4 years ago, 2015. Her 1989 hit Bad Blood was what she sang. I don't know, I'm not that familiar actually, but I know who she is, obviously. She's very prominent in the music news, but I'm not a fan of her music. I suppose the two of you are.
No, yeah, I do. Luckily for MTV, I don't think you'll be watching the VMAs, so.
Yeah. Although you might. You know what? That's hip and trendy.
You know what, though? We were just talking about who might be the next Super Bowl act, and she hasn't, you know, since her album is coming out. And yeah, she's a possibility, so I'll be interested to see what show she puts on at this, because it might be a precursor.
Yeah. All right.
Doug,
bingo,
I'm very
bingo.
Excited about that possibility.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
I'm looking at the clock. It's the 28 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
This is a cow. A cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. That's why Vistaprint is offering 500 truly personalized business cards starting at $9.99. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. Get 500 business cards starting at $9.99 with promo code 9696. That's promo code 9696 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
KSA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Democrats who want to replace President Trump in the White House calling him a white supremacist. New York's Kirsten Gillibrand, the latest candidate to call the president this. She joins O'Rourke, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, who call the president a racist and a white supremacist.
This president has fanned the flames of white supremacy in this nation.
Joe Biden telling reporters,
his low energy, vacant-eyed, mouthing of the words written for him, condemning white supremacists this week, I don't believe fooled anyone.
President Trump tweeting, the Dems' new weapon is actually their old weapon, one which they never cease to use when they are down or run out of facts. Racism, exclamation point. They are truly disgusting, exclamation point. They even used it on Nancy Pelosi. I will be putting out a list of all people who have been so ridiculously accused. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
After the hour, the continuing focus on what's in your world, what's going on in your world, our world, on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. We are here at the best place in the world to work. I think this is a fabulous career. It's a tough career for people, but if you've got it, if you have it, Jennifer has it, Kara has it, we put our energies and talents to work for you every day, highlighting things that are of interest and import, like the picture of the day. If you haven't seen this yet, you may want to go check out a photo of a man. Remember the expression, caught between a rock and a hard place? This guy is caught between two rocks. in Cambodia. He got stuck there and stayed there for 4 days. He was wedged as he was collecting bat droppings in the jungle. They use that for all kinds of things. It's called guano, fertilizer for the most part. But sometimes it's used for other supplementation reasons. So his name was Sumbora.
Can you imagine that job? Wow.
Yeah, collecting little bat droppings. Well, Cambodia is not exactly the wealthiest place on earth, so you find what you can find and live as you can live. But anyway, 200 rescue workers tried to get at him and finally did. They chipped away at the rock. I'm trying to figure out how he got in. Did you see the picture? How he got in there in the first place. He's looking for these bat droppings, but he must have slid into it. It looks like he's almost asleep.
Yeah.
Between the two rocks.
Well, it's kind of like, you see, and not to be funny, but like people get stuck in a window. It's like you get in, but you can't get out.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And it probably, I don't know if your body like expands. I don't know.
Well,
it's a space, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God, look at that picture.
I can't imagine.
All right, around the country, Puerto Rico's governor, not so fast, apparently. Ricardo Rossello had handpicked a person to succeed him. Remember all of the hoopla about Rossello and what a lousy job he's doing? And people, he said, well, I won't run again. And they said, no, we want you gone now. So he picked somebody to succeed him. And the Supreme Court in Puerto Rico said, nope, sorry, you can't do that. So the Secretary of Justice on Puerto Rico, Wanda Vasquez Garcia, is going to become the governor. So, anyway, they signed this guy in. Excuse me.
Puerto Rico is a mess. It's such a mess. The one that was supposed to take over, that was like the next in line to do this, was like, I don't want anything to do with it. She's like, forget that. Mm. There's just so much mismanagement and corruption.
Instability, wow. The United States has ended visa-free travel for anybody who's been to North Korea. This is an interesting development, isn't it? No longer are you allowed visa-free entry into our country if you've gone to North Korea in the last 8 years. So what does that mean if you're an American?
I'm worried about spies, right?
Yeah.
Would that be it? Or?
Yeah. There's a
who the double hockey stick
goes.
Is going to go to North Korea?
Right, exactly.
I mean, I think especially after the story about those students who went in there and the kid came back dead, Otto Warmbier.
Yeah. Ugh. He didn't come back. Well, he didn't make it out alive.
That's probably why they're even more suspicious. Anyone who's dumb enough to go there is either just they have a death wish or they're being paid by somebody to spy on us. So.
Make some trouble.
And you actually have, as an American, you actually have to work to get there. I mean, it's not like you just get on a Delta flight and you're in North Korea in 17 hours.
Yeah. I don't think it's Americans, right? This is for foreigners who've been to North Korea.
This is not letting people in. Yep, right, exactly. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, asking the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to take over the probe into Jeffrey Epstein's sex case. Mr. DeSantis wants the state to look into a plea deal that Epstein secured 2008 when the attorney for the Southern District of Florida, Alex Acosta, he was in the Trump administration and he left, right? Didn't he?
Labor secretary, yeah. This caused him to resign.
See you later. The deal allowed Epstein to avoid federal charges, pled guilty to a couple of lesser counts, 13 months in jail, left jail for a majority of the day to go to his office. It's not like much about. We pretty much know the story. But now the state takes it over.
But this is why he thinks he can get away with it, because he did.
Yeah. Here's something else that is, for those of us who live in Massachusetts, you may remember a couple of weeks ago, there was a story, well, it was almost a month ago now, about this young fellow who shouldn't have had a driver's license but did, and he caused a deadly motorcycle accident up in New Hampshire. So upon looking at this, the governor of Massachusetts, a guy named Charlie Baker, who I used to support, I don't anymore, he's a Republican, he has done a number of things, including kill because of the influence of the big drug companies, kill, at least for the moment, the impact hemp would have on farmers who are struggling in our state. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh? When you get right down to it, bureaucracy and what a mess.
At work.
Yep, exactly. Speaking of things at work, this is a serious conversation we're about to have with someone, a doctor who's an expert in lung cancer. The question comes up always about women and lung cancer and how so many more women are getting it, especially if they don't smoke. So we're going to see if we can get to the bottom of that question right after this.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines the prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/joy. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address. 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy. For your first month for just $5. FORHIMS.com/joy.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Right here, popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip. Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polident.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 44 at the hour here on the DJV program. Lung cancer has evolved, thanks to some progress, I think, scientifically, technologically, significant advancements in the management of lung cancer. What I would like to know from Dr. Kristen Higgins, who is a radiation oncologist at Winship Cancer Institute at Emory University down in Atlanta. She specializes in the treatment of lung, head, and neck cancers, member of the number of organizations that are working in this area. It's pretty disturbing, Dr. Higgins, to find that there are more and more women who don't smoke, who seem to be getting cancer, lung cancer, and I wonder how that reality is changing with the advent of some of these treatments, because we all hear that word cancer and it scares the bejesus out of us. So you've got word on a new treatment that offers some hope, it would appear.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. And I just want to say that really anybody can get lung cancer. Right now there's a real stigma associated with lung cancer. People think you can only get lung cancer if you smoke, and we see time and time again patients that are coming in that have never picked up a cigarette in their life. Mm-hmm. So, yes, the fact is we do see lung cancer in women that have never smoked and men that have never smoked, also in people that have been exposed to secondhand smoke. And, of course, there are environmental factors that contribute to a diagnosis of lung cancer, things like radon and whatnot. And then there are specific mutations that can cause somebody to develop a lung cancer that's not at all related to smoking. And so I think that's really a part of the changing face of lung cancer, that we are trying to get the general public to understand that really we want to get rid of the stigma that there is with lung cancer, and anybody can get it, and we want people to be aware of the symptoms and, you know, how you get diagnosed and how you can really make sure you get the best treatment once you have this diagnosis of lung cancer.
All right, let's talk about some of the symptoms. Let's talk about some of the symptoms,
sure,
and give people,
yeah,
an awareness of what may be going on in their bodies that they haven't thought perhaps could be going on in their bodies?
Sure, absolutely. I would say an unexplained prolonged cough can be something that is worrisome for a possible lung cancer if it's been present for, you know, many weeks and hasn't responded to any of the typical treatments like steroids and antibiotics and things like that. That's a very common scenario where we see lung cancers diagnosed. Also, some of the more vague symptoms like back pain, shoulder pain, chest pressure, chest heaviness, those are some other symptoms. And then overt symptoms, things like coughing up blood, rapid unexplained weight loss, those can all be symptoms of lung cancer. But really the fact is most lung cancers don't cause symptoms until the tumors are quite large and pressing on organs that would, you know, make you feel pain or some sort of symptom like we just described. And that's really why lung cancer screening is important for people that are at risk for developing lung cancers. But that's really been the challenge, is that it doesn't have a lot of symptoms.
Yeah, let's talk about the screening then. The reason I'm very interested in this, because my mother died at the age of 50 of emphysema, and I have, even though I don't smoke, I've never done drugs, I don't do things that abuse my body, I am a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I'm out in the hay and the dust and things like that, and I have coughs from time to time that go away, but I think that I've learned more lately about the impact of secondhand smoke and what it's done to a lot of people, and you mentioned that. So I guess that those maybe are not necessarily red flags, but I want to know if I'm doing the proper, if I'm taking care of myself properly, what kind of screening? I mean, I've had lung x-rays and things like that, but are there more important ways of screening, better ways of screening?
Yes. So the best way to screen a patient that is at high risk of lung cancer is with a CT scan of the chest. And there's studies that show that that can actually reduce mortality from lung cancer. There are certain definitions for high risk, and that is really in the population of people that have been smokers in the past. And it doesn't sound like you would fall into that category, given that you haven't been a smoker. So if you're seeing your physician every year and talking about the symptoms that you may have, I think you're doing everything right.
Yeah, okay. So there are more and more doctors getting into this. Is that because there are more and more problems with it? How would you describe your work environment?
I'm sorry, just say that one more time. I missed that question.
I'm curious. Well, we only have a few seconds left. I just was curious as to how treatment and doctors are getting prepared differently now than might have been the case 10, 12, 15 years ago.
Sure. Well, there are a lot of new breakthroughs for the treatment of lung cancer, and so we're really starting to use a new class of drugs, immunotherapeutic drugs that are showing a lot better results for our patients, which is exciting, and our patients are living longer, and there's, I think, definitely reason to have more hope once you are diagnosed with lung cancer because of these new class of drugs that we're using for patients.
Let's send people to a website to check it out. Imfinzi, I-M-F-I-N-Z-I, imfinzi.com for information on...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is the doctor in the house or frequently here, and we have the services now of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who follows the medical journals so we can stay abreast of all the latest, whether it's cancer treatments, whether it's arthritis, whatever it is that what is it that you're eating now that may affect you and your longevity. All those things get studied. Ken looks at the results of the studies and helps to, in a way that we can all understand, sort of paraphrase the results. Interesting doctor's overview of legalizing recreational marijuana. A lot of people are interested in this. It has been legalized in a number of states, I think 8 states now, including Massachusetts, Colorado, California, Washington State, Oregon. I forget where the other ones are. So what is this perspective, Ken?
Well, in Florida, there is an effort to get it on the ballot. Yeah. They're trying to collect signatures, and they've made it to about 1/10, which is a milestone. It requires the courts to then look into it and give an opinion. And that's why, and I've been asked by a number of people to discuss a doctor's perspective on legalizing recreational marijuana. The Florida Medical Association, or FMA, has actually come down against this. But let me talk about it personally, because I do understand, Doug, the libertarian view that you should be allowed to do what you want to your body and the state should get out of the way. But I understand that, but I'm also concerned that if we legalize recreational marijuana, the message to too many young people will be that it is safe. But there are clear health problems with recreational use. Marijuana intoxication, it leads to rapid heartbeats, increased blood pressure, or in the elderly can actually severely lower their blood pressure when they change positions. It can increase the heart rate. It can produce red eye, dry mouth, increase appetite, unstable ability to walk, slurred speech, complications associated with intoxication with inhalation include acute worsening and poor symptom control in patients who use asthma. You can actually have a collapsed lung. The risk of heart attack among regular marijuana users has been found to be as high as almost 5 times non-users. Marijuana intoxication results in neuropsychiatric effects. Marijuana users may experience dissatisfaction with life, panic, hallucinations, mystical thinking, increased self-consciousness, and signs of psychosis. Marijuana slows reaction time and impairs attention, concentration, short-term memory, and risk assessment. Marijuana uses also, impairs their motor coordination and interferes with the ability to complete complex tasks that require divided attention. A marijuana user may think he or she is safe and no longer impaired. Several hours after the acute mood altering effects have resolved, marijuana use interferes with the ability to operate automobiles, trains, and motorcycles. And lastly, drivers using marijuana are 2 to 7 times more likely to be responsible for accidents compared to drivers not using any drugs or alcohol.
Well, I'm not here as an apologist. I do have those libertarian views of which you speak. And I also, most people know who listen to me on the radio, that I am preparing to grow cannabis on my farm and hemp as well. I'm more interested in the hemp, frankly. The cannabis is a means to an end for me, that is to save my farm. But there are a lot of questions, and they are legitimate questions and concerns. Some have been researched, some of them haven't. I think the jury is still out, but that was a very impassioned and intelligent overview of the situation. I don't mean that to sound condescending. I just think you gave us all something to think about, and that's pretty sobering. Here's something else to think about: getting healthy, the way of the wind, the way of the world. Most people who are the proper weight for their height are healthy. If you are not the proper weight for your health, time to get on the lose the weight train. And the best train is run by Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is the way to naturally lose weight. So don't let the heaviness get in the way of your life and your happiness. America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. It's been going on now. They've had this formula for 20-some-odd years. It really works. Check it out at toploss.com. 90-day supply, $20 off, free shipping as well. Use the code DJV at toploss.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.